join us today for EMP. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And let's read from verse 7 to verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 7 to 13. And do not be idolaters, as some of them were, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and sit up to play. Nor let us act immorally, as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in one day. Nor let us try the Lord, as some of them did, and were destroyed by the serpents. Nor grumble, as some of them did, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now these things happened to them as an example, and they were written for our instruction, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. Therefore let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, that you may be able to endure it. Amen. This is just a warning. And essentially, it's a warning against pride. We had our house church meeting this past week. Sorry. Hey, Pastor Nate. Do you hear the music in the background? Yeah, thanks. We, towards the end of our house church, we were able to kind of share, what were some of the things that we, struggled with in particular. And so we kind of broke up into groups. And it seemed amongst the guys, what was most prevalent was pride, the inability to receive a rebuke. And with some of the others, it was quite mixed. Some people had issues with being overly critical or judgmental. There were those who struggled with having a sort of a mechanical prayer. But with a lot of people, it seemed, pride was an issue. Not being able to take a rebuke. When someone speaks a rebuke, depending on how they package it, a lot of times, because of pride, we can become very defensive. And some people will take it to the extreme. And so even if there's a little bit of truth, and even if there's something workable that God wants to do in you and wants to address in you, you completely deflect it because of pride or because of that person. And so on the other end, there are those who, we warn against not being so, thinking so lowly of yourself, or you have like a pity party, and it totally defeats. And so all to say that there are specific weaknesses, specific assignments or specific weapons that are fashioned and formed directly against you, that the enemy knows directly that you have a problem with, that I may not have a problem with, that you have a problem with, that this person may not have an issue with. But the enemy knows. And so it's important for us to be strategic on our end. What are these weaknesses? Personally, I have an issue. As much as I love my son, there's a certain threshold that when his volume or his temper or his tantrum gets to a certain point, I get really irritated and agitated. And so, as a parent, I have to recognize, okay, I have to be strategic about this. I can't just go out into any situation and expect my son to act in a certain way and then expect that myself will, be calm or mild-mannered in all situations. And so, strategically, there are things that I can do that I prevent certain situations. So obviously, I don't want to keep him late at night in a confined space in a restaurant where I'm trying to have a serious conversation. Just this last week even, as much as I warned myself, I knew I might have an issue with this. I took Micah to get a haircut, and man, it was disastrous. I knew that he would have a problem with this, because he's gotten 4 or 5 haircuts, but the last time he went, he had a big fuss about it. So I knew this next time would be very difficult. At the same time, I can't let him, overgrow his hair and go to school. And so I try to be as strategic about it. I prayed about it. I must have purchased like 4 or 5 different types of bags of chocolates. And I must have said it 1,000 times, we're going to get a haircut, we're going to get a haircut. Okay? And he seemed fine with it. We got there, he sat, even when we got there, he didn't want to do it. He finally sat in the chair, he started getting, and then halfway into the haircut, man, he exploded into this huge tantrum. And I literally had to, it was, Man, it was quite heartbreaking, but I literally had to clamp him down. And I've never had to do that where I've restricted him, not suffocating, but almost to that point. And I felt terrible, and it was just a bad situation that I could not control. And the enemy knew my weaknesses, and of course my temper kind of got out of hand, and it was terrible. I'd never want to get another haircut again myself, let alone for Micah. So it's being aware of our triggers, being aware of our weaknesses. Pastor Sam spoke on Ephesians. You can just turn there. Ephesians chapter 6. And I just want to point out a couple interesting things here. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 and verse 11. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. And an interesting thing here to note is first, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Second, put on the armor of God. And what that kind of points out is if you think of any warrior or any soldier, you don't just give them a weapon and send them out into battle, right? You don't just give them something and just throw them out. There's a basic training, a boot camp, so to say. You can give someone the most effective and powerful weapon, but if they're not fit and if they don't know how to use it and you throw them out in the battlefield, they're useless. Essentially, there's basic training, basic foundations. And so step one is get right with the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Be in a relationship. Be in devotion. Learn how to obey. Learn how to have a committed prayer time. And then these weapons that God gives us the ability to overcome and use powerfully, become more effective. So it's all to say is, in our GIC, it's a very foundational course, and we're teaching and we're learning how to live by faith, live in obedience, live in devotion and relationship, and on top of that, we're equipping them with weapons. A really simple picture, a high school Bible study teacher of mine, I was probably 15 or 16 in the 10th grade, and he gave this very simple example. He picked one of the girls in our class to come up. And he was using this passage, and he gave them a trash bin in our room, and so he gave her the trash can lid and told her to hold it. And then he took a plastic kind of a bat for a woofer ball or whatever, and she held it. She said, "Okay, stand there," and he just unloaded on her. And it was intentional that he picked the girl, and he literally was coming down on the trash can hard and hard and batting and batting and batting. And the picture is so vivid. All she could do there was stand and put a covering over her and just kind of receive the impact. It wouldn't make any serious damage, but all she was doing there was receiving the impact, and maybe taking a step back and taking a step back. And his whole point was, look, God gave you a shield, but he also gave you a sword. You can't be a Christian or a believer who's constantly just putting up a shield, not on the offensive, having no weapons or no ability, and just depending on the Spirit and God just to protect and protect and protect, which he does do. But his point was, hey, pick up the sword, the word of the Spirit, and go on the offensive. God didn't make us people who hide in a shelter and wait until he comes. He's given us the offensive and the ability to take ground and to move forward. And I'll just close on this note. In verse 16, in addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming missiles of the evil one. And I thought this was kind of interesting. Various tactics and various weapons of the enemy, obviously, in the flesh, it's kind of common knowledge. If someone comes up to you face to face and is about to inflict or attack, the battle's right in front of you, meaning like you have to do some basic tactic or basic maneuvers in order to defend and attack. Now, the thing about missiles or flaming arrows, as other past versions would say, is that it's not a direct or constant threat. Do you know what I mean? It's not like face-to-face where within a reach the guy and your adrenaline is pumping, so to say, and you're active. A missile or an arrow comes from a long distance. In fact, the longer the distance and when it's projected, you don't really know that it's coming at times. It's from a distance. And so really what it is a warning against some attacks and certain specific tailored weapons against you that may come from a distance. Basically what that means is you don't really know it's coming. you in a sense almost can be comfortable with what's going on in your instant or direct contact. And so it's to warn against those things that are brewing against you now that you may not be aware of. There's an attack being formed in some relationship or in some situation that's kind of leading that way, and the enemy wants to really get you blindsided, unaware, maybe distract you with something here, and all the while there's something coming over your head that the enemy has schemed against. And it's to guard against that, to be aware that the enemy has projected or projectiled ammunition or weapons formed against you. So it's just all to say is, you know, to be on guard, right? There may not be something that, you know, in your forefront right now, this moment, but be on guard. The enemy is constantly scheming, and he's crafty and he's creative, and he knows the weaknesses that we have. Amen? So let's just be in continual seeking before the Lord, continual going back to basics, continual reminding. It's never a weakness or taking a step back when you go back to the basics. You know, it's always a refreshing. And so, you know, pastor may give a message on the same thing 20 times, different seasons in your life. And there's always something to wean from. There's always a reason and a purpose behind it. Amen? So let's bow our heads. To spend some time before the Lord. And just as a reminder this morning, you know, are we doing, you know, the basic things right? You know, are we having our quality time? You know, are there areas that just lately we've been really struggling with? You know, or maybe things have been sort of in the clear, and you've been able to manage on sort of a spiritual auto control for maybe a time or a week or so. You know, I just want to challenge you, you know, to constantly be on guard. You know, constantly be aware. You know, a lot of times, you know, we can go on auto cruise or whatnot for a month or so, and everything seems fine. But there's something working in the backdrops. You know, something that naturally required continual commitment and protection and seeking of the Lord, so that when that attack comes, you could face up and conquer it. But actually, when we're in this auto cruise mode and feel like, okay, everything's okay, then when this attack comes, we, you know, a lot of times we falter. And these are the intentions and the purposes of these long-distance kind of, you know, arrows or missiles to get us off guard. And so just come and spend some time in meditation. You know, what are the things that have caused stumbling in the past? What are the things that we struggle with? You know, are they really dealt with and taken care of? You know, let's just submit them before the Lord today. You know, again, renew and revive our allegiance. You know, again, remind ourselves, hey, I need to get to the basics. I need to make sure that I'm physically or spiritually fit, you know, with all the foundational things of my belief. And then that once again today, as a new day has begins, that we would take up the full armor of God, that we would take up the shield of faith, the word of the Spirit, the sword of the Spirit. Amen. Today we have assignments, things to tackle, things that God has given us, things that he's already said, today you walk in victory. Let me just read this verse, and Pastor Nate will lead us in a song of worship. In verse 18, continuing on, with all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. And pray on my behalf that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am, for which we are, an ambassador in chains. That in proclaiming it, I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Amen. Pastor Nate will lead us in a song.
I can see that my hands are trembling. I can see that my legs are weak. I can see that my head is spinning, but I will overcome. And I know that my heart is hurting, and I know that my soul it aches. And I know that it seems I'm failing, but I will overcome. Oh Lord, I'm strong in you. Oh Lord, I'm wise in you. Oh Lord, I can see in you, so I will overcome. Oh Lord, I'm loved by you. Oh Lord, I'm free in you. Oh Lord, I'm complete in you, so I will overcome. I will overcome, I will overcome. I can see that my hands are trembling. I can see that my legs are weak. I can see that my head is spinning, but I will overcome. And I know that my heart is hurting. And I know that my soul it aches. And I know that it seems I'm failing, but I will overcome. Oh Lord, I'm strong in you. Oh Lord, I'm wise in you. Oh Lord, I can see in you, so I will overcome. Oh Lord, I'm loved by you. Oh Lord, I'm free in you. Oh Lord, I'm complete in you, so I will overcome.
Oh Lord, I'm wise.
Oh Lord, I'm wise in you. Oh Lord, I'm wise in you,
sorry.
Oh Lord, I can see in you, so I will overcome. Oh Lord, I'm loved by you. Oh Lord, I'm free in you. Oh Lord, I'm complete in you, so I will overcome. Oh Lord, I'm strong in you. Oh Lord, I'm wise in you. Oh Lord, I can see in you, so I will overcome. Oh Lord, I'm loved by you. Oh Lord, I'm free in you. Oh Lord, I'm complete in you, so I will overcome. I will overcome, I will overcome.
For our prayer focus today, let's just pray for our church. Pray for preparations for the retreat. Pray for Stefan Hugo. He's asked Pastor Sam for a list of all the names of the members in our church so that he could pray specifically and receive words of knowledge. So it seems like he's pretty excited. So let's get excited too, and let's just pray covering over all the activities, events. All the house church Olympics, house church discussions, all the people that are helping out with all the preparations, food, activities, and again, just covering over our brother Stefan Hugo, that God would just use him powerfully. that we would pray a hedge of protection, a shield over him, in fact, that God would just prepare and equip him for every good work, for every heart, and every person that is appointed to meet with him. So let's just pray, covering over our retreat, over all the logistics, and that for the people that the enemy really does not want to come, that God would make a way and that God would use us to encourage. Huh? So let's just pray. Over them, over the kids, over the families. Let's just pray over these. Father God, we want to thank you, Lord, again this morning. And God, we thank you that, God, you make everything available to us. God, that you saved us, and you didn't just leave us, God, but that you equipped us. So God, we just come before you this morning, God, and we ready our hearts and our minds and our spirit, God, to overcome, God, the things that confront us today. And God, to claim victory, Lord, in your name. God, let us not just be on the defense of God, but let us go on the offense of God and take ground for your kingdom, God, for souls and for people, God, that need a closer encounter, Father God, a greater experience of you. God, let us take this ground in your name, and God, let us expand and grow your kingdom. And God, just watch over our hearts, God. We submit the things of our weaknesses, our failures, God, and as you continue to transform, as you continue to sanctify, as you continue to train us, God, God, we look ever more focused and clearly to your face. We thank you, Father, for this day. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a wonderful day.